rookie year, you kind of traveled a little bit under the radar screen until the famous interception against Andy Dalton. Did you ever send Andy a thank you note or anything for that?
No, but those are some good memories, you know. Yeah, I mean, it was obviously that's kind of when whatever this is started, and it's I mean, I've seen the replay so many times that I remember the replay more than I remember the actual play, which is kind of sad. But, you know, I mean, unbelievable. It was one of the best moments of my whole life, and it was pretty cool. And just to feel the energy of the city, the stadium, and also just to be a part of this franchise's history, I think that was really cool to me.
I mean, you probably surprised 99% of the people in the building, right. But you probably didn't surprise yourself. Is that true?
The fact that I caught it, I mean, you know, but knocking down the balls wasn't that big of a deal, but it was a pretty hard thrown slant pass, so I think I might have surprised myself just a little bit. But it was obviously a great moment, and like I said, at the time, being a rookie and being able to have such a place in this franchise's history with helping to win our first playoff game, that was very special to me.
You ever talked to him about it?
I have not.
You've never had a conversation?
No, I don't. No.
Beat y'all, but he's coming off a really great game. What do you think the challenges are with him?
Yeah, he played very well. Obviously, their team had a very successful outing against the Saints, and he's a good quarterback, and obviously having A.J. Green back is a big help to him. But they have weapons all over, and so they're a good team, and they're going to have a good system, and they're going to come in here, and obviously I think they're going to remember some of the times they played here, so it'll be a good challenge.
J.J., do you feel like Santa Claus?
Still don't know what it means.
Neither do we.
That was a fun moment, though.
J.J., from the way that Wade had you play for a couple of years, now to the transition, even though Bill is still the line coach, but Romeo's philosophy compared to Wade, how has that been for you?
It's been good. I mean, I've enjoyed playing for both coaches. You know, I don't think there's too many guys out there that are fortunate enough as I have in the defensive coordinator category. A guy like Wade Phillips and then a guy like Romeo Crennel. Both guys, so much experience, so much knowledge, seen so much. I'm very fortunate to be able to play for both.
Less freelancing and Romeo's or more?
I'm not going to give you any secrets about our defense. But I do enjoy playing both very much. And, I mean, I enjoy that they – that we share a common respect and trust, and I'm very fortunate that these guys have both been very good to play for.
JJ, what does Daniel Manning bring to your guys in terms of the leadership and the kind of that older soul type of mentality?
Yeah, D-Man is definitely an older soul. He is he's kind of like the wise man of the group. He's been around, he's seen some things, so he definitely brings that to the table, and he's a good guy. He's fun to have around. He'll make you smile, that's for sure.
Everyone knows by now that you can catch passes, but some people have seen you catching them one-handed in pregame warms. Is that something that you practice so you can maybe do it, or is it just to get your coordination better? Like, what?
I've been doing that for a few years now, so I do it every game. And it's partially just hand-eye coordination before the game. It's partially to warm up the hands a little bit, partially for fun. You know, it's a combination of all those things, but the more you can do, the better athlete you can be, the better you're going to be on the field. So it's all part of it.
Is it easier for you since your hands are so big?
Yeah, I imagine so, yeah. And I've been practicing it for so long. I think my hand size definitely helps.
What about of course, your hands are taped for playing defense. How much of an impediment is that?
I just have two of my fingers taped together. That's about it. So my left hand is a little bit harder to catch with one-handed, but it doesn't affect me at all catching two hands.
What exactly went into the move, you from tight end to defense?
It was kind of, you know, that was a while ago. It was kind of the need a scout team body on defense. Then it was kind of, I guess I don't even fully really know. I just, I know that they need a scout team body on defense, and that's where they wanted to put me in. They showed me the card, and I just went where the line went. And then from there, I started to learn how to use my feet, how to use my hands, how to read things. I mean, when I got there, I didn't know what a three technique was, what a five technique was. And I was so fortunate to have Coach Partridge as my defensive line coach, because we would meet almost every single day up in his office. And he took a lot of time with me when I don't know how many coaches are going to spend as much time as he did with a scout team player who just got there.
Would that have been your freshman or sophomore year?
It was my sophomore year. I played my freshman year at Central Michigan, and then when I went to Wisconsin, it was
How naturally did that come to that position?
When I first got there, I was on the scout team, so they literally, they hold up the card, and it had a line either straight forward or this way or this way, and literally all I did was run as hard as I possibly could that way, and so I think that actually helped me because I wasn't overthinking it. I didn't care where my hands went. I didn't care where anything went. I was just trying to blow up the play, and then as I went, I kind of went backwards in my progression. I was like, okay, I better start to figure out how to use my hands. I better start to figure out how to take the right steps. And I really do think that's beneficial. So I guess I'm lucky how it all turned out.
When did you start thinking about the NFL?
I don't know. I've thought about it my whole life. I watched it growing up. Been a fan my whole life. But for me personally, I don't know. I guess you always dream about it. In high school, I dreamt about it. I started to try and figure out what kind of steps you needed to take to get there. And then obviously as you go along the way, you have to create goals. But my thing is always big picture philosophy broken down into today. What can I do today to get to my big picture philosophy? And so I would always break it all the way down. And that's a conversation for another time because it's a long philosophical conversation.
But you're roughing penalties. Talk us through the thought process went into the second one. I mean, the observation would be that you were so close the first time and got called, and I assume you thought, well, I'll get him next time, but can you address
that's,
that?
That's Cleveland, man. We're on to Cincinnati now. We talked about that. I was trying to make a play. Didn't work.
The impact of having a Cush back.
It's great. Healthy. Yeah, it's great to have him back. It's good to have him back out there. It's good to have we need to get Kareem back, and then it's basically we have our whole defense, and going into this stretch of the season, that's what you want. You want your team healthy. You want your team ready to roll. I know OB talks about it all the time with Thanksgiving time and winter time. That's when it really starts to get important. So we're really looking forward to this stretch coming up.
JJ, with you moving in and out of the line, inside and outside, how much does that change you? Because it's expanded your game some. You're playing inside, you're running from the outside. How much do steps change for you, and what do you feel like you have to do to keep going?
I mean, it's definitely – each position is definitely different. So you have to attack it differently. You have to study it differently. So it's just a matter of working on it and trying to perfect your craft at each single position you play, watching a little bit extra film. But other than that, it's just playing football. At the end of the day, it just comes down to whether or not you can get there.
JJ, what you were saying about Manning earlier, are you guys getting similar things from Ryan Pickett, and what's he meant to your defensive line?
Yeah, Pick is great. I mean, he's such a great guy. He's the same type of way where you walk in, you see him, and you smile because you know it's Pick, and he's such a good guy. But my favorite thing about him is he comes in, he does his job, he does it very, very well. He knows he's probably not going to get as much credit as he deserves, but he goes out there day in and day out and performs his task very, very well, and that helps the rest of the defense, even though he doesn't get the stats, he doesn't get the numbers or the recognition. And that means a whole lot. And so guys like me, guys like Kush, guys like everybody, we all appreciate that because we know it's a thankless job, but he does it very well.
Is it noticeable that since he's come in, he's a different type of player than what you've had, that he's made a difference for what the other guys can do around him?
I think he's done a great job. I mean, he's been in this league for a very long time. So he's been successful. He knows what it takes. He knows how to play. And he's done it very well. So he's been a good addition, and we're glad to have him.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, JJ.